Life in Fukuoka.
Life in Fukuoka. Life in Fukuoka. This program is brought to you by Fukuoka City.
Good morning, and thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka on Love FM with me, Colleen. This program is just a short show to share with you tips on how to live in Fukuoka City more comfortably, as well as give you information from the city and things to do when you're out and about. For all of that, make sure you tune in every Monday morning for Life in Fukuoka in English.
Life in Fukuoka.
The Fukuoka Prefectural Board of Education announced that starting this April, all students commuting by bicycle to prefectural schools in Fukuoka will be required to wear helmets. Currently, the helmet usage rate in Fukuoka Prefecture remains low, with high school students having the lowest rate of usage. Experiments measuring the impact on the head have shown that the force of an impact is approximately 4 times greater when a helmet is not worn compared to when one is used. Approximately 60% of students at prefectural high schools commute by bicycle. Beginning with the new school term in April, school rules will include helmet use as a condition for allowing students to commute by bicycle. Promoting awareness of the importance of wearing helmets while cycling is directly tied to protecting lives. When selecting a helmet, choose one with the SG mark, which indicates that it meets Japan's safety standards. For helmets to provide maximum safety, they must be worn correctly. Make sure the helmet sits evenly on the head at the correct angle, and adjust the chin strap so that there's just enough space for one finger to fit under it. Not only high school students, but everyone should wear a helmet while cycling, follow traffic rules, and prioritize safe driving to prevent accidents.
Life in Fukuoka.
Now I have information from Fukuoka City. As you may know, winter is the season when it's very easy to get infectious gastroenteritis and food poisoning due to the norovirus. It's a strong virus, and even a tiny amount entering the body can lead to infection. The virus can spread through contaminated hands, food, or inhalation of airborne particles from vomiting or diarrhea. You can also get it from foods that have been cooked by somebody infected by the virus. It can also be transmitted by eating shellfish, like oysters, that haven't been cooked thoroughly and are carrying the virus. Severe vomiting and diarrhea can cause dehydration, so if you think you have caught the virus, get checked by a medical professional as soon as possible. You'll recover in a few days, but the virus can hang around for a week to a month, even in your stools, and so it's impossible to infect others, something we need to be careful about. We can take measures to prevent the spread of infection, however. Be sure to wash your hands with soap before preparing meals, before eating, and after using the toilet. Make sure you wash your utensils and cooking tools thoroughly after each use and disinfect them with bleach or boiling water. Alcohol disinfectants aren't that effective against the norovirus, but heat is. Heat food to an internal temperature of 85 to 90 degrees Celsius for at least 90 seconds to kill the virus. So, make sure that when you cook, things are cooked thoroughly and that you wash any fruits and veggies that you don't cook. And of course, if you don't feel well, try to stay away from doing too much in the kitchen. If you feel unwell and need to visit a hospital, Fukuoka City offers a medical interpretation call center. It can assist with communication during hospital visits, including discussions with doctors or when you need to get a prescription. The service can also help you find an appropriate hospital if you're not sure where to go. The hotline number is 092-733-5429. Again, that number is 092-733-5429. It operates 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, supports 20 languages, and is a valuable resource in times of need. That was information from Fukuoka City.
Life in Fukuoka.
All right. Thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka today. I had a lot of information to share, and there was that phone number that you might like to hear again, which you can if you listen to this program's podcast, or you can check out the blog and the contents of this program to get that information. Just go to the Love FM website and look up this program's page. We're also asking for messages from our listeners. Any message is great. Let us know what you think about the show or things you've discovered in Fukuoka. The email address to send to is 761@lovefm.co.jp. Again, that is 761@lovefm.co.jp. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Have a great day, and I will speak to you again next week.